My dear friends in Christ, this morning we celebrate a beautiful feast, the feast of the holy name of Jesus. And I would like to take a moment to consider, as we often should, this is the advice of St. Francis of Assisi, St. Francis of Sales, and many other saints, take a moment to consider the beauty of the world around us. We tend to be caught up in ugly things. We remember ugly things more easily. But how often do we take a moment to reflect on how wonderful is the creation that God gave us? We have but to look at a snowflake. The beauty, the crystalline structure of a snowflake is perfectly unique to this one snowflake. There's not one snowflake that is like another. We know when we have a beautiful snowfall like this last week, how it blankets the earth. But we can find beauty in the very tiny things of creation. Even looking at a cell, realizing the genius, the infinite genius of Almighty God in His design. We can look at the immensity of creation also. Look into the stars and realize the staggering size of the universe. We realize how magnificent is creation. But the obvious conclusion to this is how magnificent, therefore, is the Creator. That God created all of this out of nothing, and it is as a grain of sand compared to the magnificence of God. And with one word, He created it. Fiat. Let it be made. And why did He make it? We might have discussion about this, and people have their own ideas, especially secular scientists have some very strange ideas, but we must think that God made this to give us an idea of just how great He is. And yet here He became a child for us in the stable at Bethlehem. He gave Himself a name announced to our Blessed Mother by the angel Gabriel, a name above all others. He's not only our Creator, but our brother, Jesus Christ. And we must never forget that these are one and the same. Christ, our Creator and our Judge, Christ, our loving friend and brother. When we use the name of Almighty God, we are using something sacred. Our mouths and ears are blessed to be able to know the name of our Creator and our Lord, our Judge. Every time we pray the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. When we pray the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. So great is the name of God that He made it the second of His Ten Commandments to properly reverence His holy name. But how do we, as Catholics, how do we obey this command? There is the negative precept. We must not use God's name without good reason. around to be scandalized, we scandalize ourselves by representing an ungodly thought. We scandalize our Lord and our Blessed Mother for giving in to our fallen nature, for not imitating them more perfectly. And this is especially true with the holy name of Jesus, the holy name of Almighty God. We must never use this name in surprise or consternation, or especially in cursing. But this is the negative aspect of this law. But there are also many positive ways that we can honor the holy name of Jesus. When we hear his name profaned, as unfortunately it often is in the world, we can make a little act of reparation, a little ejaculatory prayer. Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Or blessed be his holy name. We'll find that if we make this a habit, we are often giving glory to God's name, because again, unfortunately, in movies and elsewhere, we hear his name used inappropriately often. But even when we are not making reparation, we can use his holy name in prayer. We know, of course, that the devil flees at the names of Jesus and Mary. Very often, in the rite of exorcism, the holy name of Jesus is used. So when we are tempted, when we are in the heat of battle, call on the name of Jesus, and we will certainly see success. Another way that we can honor our Lord's name is to bow our heads every time we pronounce it, or every time indeed that we hear the name of Jesus. The introit for today, at whose name every knee shall bend, those in heaven and on earth and under the earth. We at least can bow our heads in honor of our Lord. Another thought is, again, twice in the Gospel according to St. Luke, it says, Mary kept these words and pondered them in her heart. How much our Blessed Mother must have loved the name of her Son. This to her was more beautiful than the sweetest of heavenly music. How our Blessed Mother wants us to love and to reverence her Son's holy name. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us from time to time consider the many blessings that we have been given. Take a moment to reflect on the beauty of creation, the greatness of the Creator, how blessed we are to be able to use his name.